How y'all doing this morning?
Good.
Pretty good. How many of you like lollipops? Hopefully so, because it's a lot. Because today, I can't do them all myself. So. Zach, we want one too. Doesn't that lollipop look pretty good? How about we all unwrap it? Now we can't eat it, but we can just look at it. If we look at it, doesn't that make it look pretty good? Looks pretty good, doesn't it? How many of us want to lick it? Think some of us do, at least? You know, sin's a little bit like this lollipop and temptation. You may want to lick it. It looks really good just sitting there looking at it. Even I like to look at it and lick it sometimes. I don't eat very many, but they're pretty good once in a while. No, Jesus had a problem like this when he was tempted, except he went out without food for 40 days. That's a pretty long time. And the devil offered him bread. And he didn't take it. You know, sin's a lot like this lollipop. Looks pretty good. If we take a lick of it, you think we'll want some more of it? It looks pretty good and inviting. And it's going to be awful good if we eat one. But if we eat this whole bag, you think we'll feel very good anymore? Just like sin, if we eat one, it may not seem all bad. We may feel a little bad if we knew we weren't supposed to do it. But if we eat the whole bag, we probably won't feel very good anymore. Probably going to feel pretty sick. And there's a lot of other examples in the Bible, too, about where it didn't end so well, because they took that lick. Now, if we have three people here, we have Justin, Heidi, and Tim. If they all take a lick of the lollipop, just one lick. Does that make the rest of you want to take a lick of that lollipop, too? Probably does. Tastes pretty good. Yeah, tastes real good. But just because our friends do it doesn't mean it's right for us. If they take a look at that lollipop, but we know we're not allowed to, it doesn't make us right to eat that lollipop. This lollipop can be pretty good. And there's some ways in life, even though you may not have everything in life, all the temptations of older people, we can have a lot of temptations as little people. You might not want to work, or I didn't like school very much, so I'd try sometimes to get out of school and stuff like that. So, in this next week, let's try and recognize some areas in our lives to say no to sin and temptation and whatever it may be. So, let's have prayer. Lord, as we come to you, we thank you for the many blessings in our lives. Pray that all the little ones, and me included, and the rest of us, could learn to recognize sin and say no to it in whatever areas of our life that we may need. In Jesus' name, amen. And you can keep the lollipops and you can enjoy them now. You can go back to your parents.